Time now for your letters, and first, an apology. Last week, NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro shared her reporter's notebook from the West Bank city of Ramallah, where Muslims observing Ramadan were trying to cross into Jerusalem to pray at an Islamic holy site. Ms. Navarro spoke to one pilgrim, whom she described as deaf and dumb. The correct way to refer to a person who is unable to hear and has difficulty speaking is to simply use the term deaf. We received a number of comments about Silvia Poggioli's piece on efforts to save Venice, Italy, from rising waters surrounding the city. Many of you said it's a futile effort. Angel Gomez of Lake City, Florida writes, "There comes a time to work with nature and not just try to fight it. Eventually, you lose. Mother Nature is relentless. The same argument holds in New Orleans. It, too, will eventually flood again, no matter what is done. It is wiser and ultimately much less expensive to just start rebuilding on higher ground." Last week, we talked to Joss Whedon, creator of the series Buffy the Vampire Slayer, who recently won an Emmy for his online show, Dr. Horrible's Sing-Along Blog. Nancy Jane Moore of Austin, Texas writes, "It says everything about what is wrong with television that the only Emmy ever awarded to the best writer, producer, director in the industry today is for something shown on the web. It's not that I didn't enjoy Dr. Horrible. It's that Joss Whedon should have been recognized for Buffy, Angel, and Firefly, and Firefly should have run for much longer than a half season." And finally, 2 weeks ago, food commentator Susie Chang shared a few ways to make our most despised vegetables a bit more enjoyable. She included a recipe for what seems to be the most hated one, okra. Gerard Wilkin of Decatur, Georgia, says that you can get rid of the dreaded okra slime. Just cut up the vegetable, soak it in water and vinegar, and cook in a skillet till the goo goes away. Joan Tuckman of Washington, D.C. suggests an even easier approach. Just eat it raw, she writes. Both green and purple varieties are delicious this way. Easy, no nutrients lost in cooking, saves energy. I rarely cook veggies during the summer, even munch corn on the cob au naturel, and some people tell me they have fewer gray strands since going raw. Tell us what's on your mind. Leave a comment by visiting thenewnpr.org. You can also find me on Twitter at NPRLeanne, all one word. Weekend Edition staff tweets at NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.